Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zevachim Yud Gimel, Zevachim 13a, pagination is 25. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is on the sixth line. HaPesach veHaChatos, the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chatos, Sheshachtan Shelo Lishman, which were shecht not for the right reason. There was a deviation of intent at the time of the Shechita. Now, we encountered these two cases in the very first Mishnah of the Masechta, in that by a different karban, if you shecht it with the wrong intent, it's not going to be valid for discharging the obligation of the owner of the karban, but it would be used as an adava and you would continue to bring it. Pesach and Chatos were the two karbanos that were exceptions. Under certain circumstances, these two karbanos, you'd have to stop in your tracks and just not continue. So our Mishnah tells us, not only sheshachtan shelo lishman, it was shecht, not for the right reason, but also if kibel, if he accepted the blood after the shechita with the wrong intent, vahalach, or he walked the blood from the place of the shechita to the mizbeach, vizorak, or he sprinkled through the blood, whatever the obligation is towards the mizbeach on that particular karban, it's sprinkling, it's throwing, whatever the obligation of that karban is, shelo lishman, without the right intent, o lishman v'shelo lishman, or he first intended to do it for the right reason, and then he switched to the wrong reason, or shelo lishman v'lishman, or he started with the wrong reason, and then continued with the right reason. So even though there's some of the right reason during that avoda, that's not enough, psulim, those are examples that it's going to be pasul. Ketzad lishman v'shelo lishman, what's an example? L'shem Pesach u'l'shem shlamim. He had in mind for the Pesach, and he had in mind for the shlamim. Shelo lishman v'lishman, not for the right reason, and then for the right reason, l'shem shlamim, l'shem pesach. That's the wrong reason, and then the right reason. She'azavach nifsa ba'ar ba'o devarim, because the karban could be invalidated in one of four parts of the avoda, b'shchita, b'kibol, v'hilach, u'v'zrika. The shchita, the accepting the blood, the walking the blood, and the sprinkling of the blood. Now, the Mefarshim mention that this is not just talking about the Pesach and the Chatos. The Pesach and the Chatos are the most noticeable because you stop in your tracks, and if there's something invalid, you have to stop. But the same halacha would be true by other karbanos, in that if something went wrong in these avodos, it would be downgraded from its obligatory role to a voluntary karban, and you're still going to have to bring your obligation at a later time. Rabbi Shimon machshir behiluch. Rabbi Shimon argues and says that if something went wrong in the walking of the blood from the place of shechita to the mizbeach, it would still be kosher. Shehaya omer, because Rabbi Shimon said, he argued, yefsha shelo b'shechita. You can't do a karban without shechita. V'shelo b'kabbalah, and without accepting the blood. V'shelo b'zrika, and without sprinkling the blood. Aval efsha b'lo hiluch. You could do a karban without walking the blood. Shochid b'tzad ha-mizbeach v'zorek. You could shecht it right next to the mizbeach and sprinkle it right away. And therefore, it's not considered an intrinsic part of the avoda. The presentation of the Rambam consistently is like the first opinion. Shechita, kibul, hiluch, and zrika are all the significant parts of the avoda that would cause invalidation if they were done wrong. I'd like to skip to a piece of the Gemara and really excerpt just part of the dialogue for a particular purpose and lesson. Counting down into the wide lines, it's about seven lines. The first words on the line are kosher uvechlishares, and we're literally going to excerpt a piece from the Gemara without getting into the particular logic of what was being discussed. Omer Rabbi Tarfon said, Akapech esbanai, I will bury my children, or I will survive my children. Im lo shamati lahavchen hefresh ben kabbalah lezrika, if I didn't hear a distinction between kabbalah, accepting the blood, and zrika, sprinkling the blood, ve'en li lafarish, and I can't explain it. I remember hearing a distinction, and I don't remember what the distinction is, but I'm affirming by the life of my children that it's true. Amar Rabbi Akiva ani afarish. Rabbi Akiva said, I can explain it. I know what you're thinking of. And Rabbi Akiva goes on to explain it. Let's skip two lines. Not looking to get so technical here. I want to get the lesson from the Gemara. Amar lo Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, Hu avoda, which could be translated as I make an oath by the service of the Beis HaMikdash. That's how strongly I affirm. Shalo hitis yamin usmal, you haven't deviated to the right or the left of what I heard. Ani shamati ve'en li lefaresh, I heard it and I couldn't explain it. I knew there was a distinction, but I couldn't explain it. Ata doresh, you darshin it, umaskim l'shmua, and you're accurate. Balashan hazeh omar lo, this is the wording that Rabbi Tarfon said to Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, kala porish mimcha keporish mechayiv. A person who deviates from you is deviating from life itself. And Rabbi Tarfon apparently was very passionate about this, deeply committed, and he made these statements with full force. This expression of akapech esbonai, I'll bury my children. So we find that Reb Tarfon used this expression in a number of places throughout Shas, and presumably it was an expression that in real life he used probably quite often. When he wanted to affirm something really clearly, make it very clear. We have a Gemara in Shabbos Yud Zayin on the top of the Amud where this expression is used, and Rashi over there says, Mitzar haya al Torah hamishtakachas, he was troubled regarding Torah that was being forgotten. He cursed himself. Apparently, by the life of my children, was a great affirmation which Rav Tarfon used. The Marshal, on that Gemara in Shabbos, asks the question, which I think is on our minds, Tema Gidola, I'm in great wonderment. Bun of Machotu, what did his children sin? What are you bringing the children into this for? And indeed, the Gemara in Baba Metzia Pehei seems to indicate that we really have great discomfort from the fact that Rabbi Tarfon was using such an expression. The Gemara Pehei in Baba Metzia says, Ikla Rebbe la'asrei de Rabbi Tarfon, Rebbe showed up in the place of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon had already passed away. Amaluhu, he said, Yesh lo bein la'oso tzadik, is there a child to that tzadik, shayim mekapeach esbanav, who used the expression that he's going to bury his sons? Amrulo, they told Rebbe, ben ein lo, he doesn't have any sons. Ben Bas Yeshlo, he has a grandson through his daughter. V'cholzona shaniskeres bishnayim sachrosa bishmona, and he's mixed in such bad company that whereas a woman of ill repute would get 2 coins, they hire him for 8. That's how he's involved in the wrong crowd. So the Gemara relates that Rebbe was makar of him. He told him, if you come back, I'll arrange a good shidduch for you. And he was able to bring him back. Some say he didn't take the daughter because he didn't want that his tshuva should be considered because he wanted to marry this girl. But Rebbe worked it out with him. What we see is not only that there were bad ramifications, but that Rebbe was able to anticipate the bad ramifications. He showed up in town saying that tzaddik, referring to Reb Tarfon with great respect, but he used an expression that we don't agree with. Indeed, the Sefer Chasidim in Tav Tes Zayin invokes the pasuk Shoma Piv Ulashono Shomer Mitzaras Nafsho, a person who guards his mouth regarding his expressions saves himself from great pain, because we have a concept that kilalas chacham, when a person issues a statement, even if it's conditional, even if what he's saying is just an affirmation of something that's totally true, etc., it's still not a good thing and it makes an impact on the world. And we are encouraged to be extremely careful in our expressions, even when everything is totally true, but not to use an expression of an oath, because it doesn't have good ramifications. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.